It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, covering the very latest in property news. You see, even across the Easter weekend break, we are here. And you'll find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon and about 50 others. It is the long weekend. It is a Saturday. It's about this time of the Easter break. You kind of forget which day you're in, but it is Saturday, March the 30th. April is nearly here. And let's go to Anthony Landau, the Managing Director of Equilibria Finance, who is back with us. Good morning, Anthony. You are in, where are you? Wagga Wagga.
I am in downtown Wagga Wagga for the long weekend. And as you say, the Easter long weekend's always a nice little break after 3 or 4 months. I'm in Wagga Wagga for a friend's wedding for the long weekend, so looking forward to all of that as well.
I haven't actually looked at the weather for today, so hopefully it's going to be nice and dry.
Big blue skies and big blue horizons out here at the moment, so it's a lovely day.
Well, I guess you know which day it is because you got the wedding. You knew that was going to fall on the Saturday. But you know what I mean? You get into the Easter right in the middle of it and you do lose track. And it's been one of those hellish sort of weeks. My goodness, you never know what's going to happen from one week to the next. And you just got to look at that shipping container smashing into that bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah, that was quite extraordinary. And to have that footage of the lead up and the actual ship hitting the bridge and the bridge coming down was quite extraordinary to see, and obviously very, very distressing for everyone involved. And they were talking about the economic impact of that, and it's literally split the whole city in two. There's shipping, there's boats in the shipping lines waiting. There's people who can't cross parts of the town and the city. So quite extraordinary in the impact. Will be quite interesting to see how that flows on and how they adapt and remain agile over there. But yeah, extraordinary footage. And as you say, you never know what's going to happen one day to the next.
I reckon they're going to have traffic lights, eh? If there is a shipping container going under that bridge, I reckon they've got to stop traffic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a fairly popular shipping lane by the looks of it. And by what footage I've seen anyway, which seems to be the same everyone would have, I'm imagining, it lost power or lost steering or something and just literally drifted into it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether they change regulations around bridges and shipping lanes. It's not a common occurrence, but it was quite an extraordinary event, as you said.
2 degrees of separation. The boat owned by a secret tax haven company faced previous bans from Australian ports due to labour exploitation. So there is a little bit of a footnote. Now, we're looking in Australia in the grip of the rental affordability crisis, with these soaring rentals making this the toughest rental market in decades. We have spoken about this, Anthony. It doesn't seem to be getting any better. And amid the growing rental affordability and housing market crisis in Australia, there is this growing talk about the impact of changes to negative gearing. And I think you're going to put forward today the case to keep the negative gearing there. So firstly, let's loop back on investors and their activity. What's been happening with investor credit flows and trends?
Good question to kick off, Craig, because it's probably 6, 7, 8 months ago we were talking about how investors were taking a cautious approach. But we've seen a shift with investor activity rising since December 22 quarter. It was 30.2% of new loans or credit flows for investment purpose. That's now shifted over the last 12 months to December 23 quarter, which is the latest data we've got. The shares increased to 32.4%. It's still a little bit below where it sits on historic average, but it's growing again. Interestingly enough, there's been a corresponding decline in owner-occupier activity, which fell from 67.7% to 65.6%. So what we're seeing is investors getting back in the market. And I believe what we're also seeing is some home buyers feeling like they're unable to afford a house, and they're looking at rent vesting or getting into the market through an investment property, which is probably also increasing some of the investment credit flows. We're even seeing that with our client base. Some people who can't get into the market as an owner-occupier looking at an investment as an option.
Now, as I mentioned, we have sort of covered this quite tirelessly, but with good reason, because it is just affecting so many people. What have you sort of seen recently in terms of just how dire this is?
Yeah, look, in terms of rental affordability in the housing market, we touched on it, but it sort of helps frame the conversation. We touched on it last time. Rental affordability has been captured as the worst in 17 years. Essentially, nationwide and in the regional areas, vacancy rates are below 1%. So what that's doing is, one, it's driving up the costs of rents. Two, it's actually putting rent out of reach of many, many Australians in terms of where they want to live. And three, it is pushing some people back into the homeowners market. So the affordability crisis is as bad as it's been for 17 years. And to put it starkly, the reality of our chronic supply shortage, there was 160,000 new homes built last 12 months. There were 600,000 new migrants. Now, those new migrants are either looking for properties to rent, or some of them are going, it's too expensive to rent, we're going to buy. So we are not building enough houses for the volume of migrants that the current government is bringing into Australia.
That is for sure. All right, this is Anthony Landale. He is with me. He's from Equilibria Finance. It is a Saturday morning. We'll come back and we will get into this whole question about negative gearing. We'll do that next.
Every morning from 6 a.m, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week.
It is that March, April, May are our three strongest sales months of the year in Hervey Bay.
Yeah, that's interesting, because if you look at the offshore interest in the Australian real estate market, it is surging at the moment, fuelled by factors like a favourable exchange rate.
Yeah, 100%. Another thing we haven't really tapped into is obviously with the Olympics coming to the Sunshine Coast as well. If you look at the infrastructure, when we're driving back and forth between Brisbane and Hervey Bay, you have a look at the infrastructure going in around the Sunshine Coast directly off the Bruce Highway. That Aura Estate is like becoming another city within itself.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
And it is nice to have your company on a Saturday morning around Australia talking real estate with Anthony Landale this morning. And I guess this is the contentious one, isn't it, Anthony? Negative gearing and how it all sort of works and who it benefits.
Yeah, negative gearing has become a little bit of a political hot potato over in Australia, again with murmurings around the Labor Party as well as in some of the sections of the media around whether we should be looking at changes to negative gearing to help address this housing affordability crisis. But I think we've got to be fairly cautious about isolating one part of our taxation system and also thinking that that particular area is just for the wealthy. I mean, essentially negative gearing is for millions of investors. They use it as part of their tax planning, part of their investment strategy, part of their wealth accumulation. And it's essentially the ability to set your losses of a property against your taxable income. And it's probably the most important tax break mum and dad investors get outside of superannuation. So it's played an important role for the investor who provide rental properties to the market as part of their tax planning and their wealth accumulation to essentially be able to offset losses against their taxable income.
Yeah, I mean, we say that it's contentious, especially within families, because you can be sitting around the dining room table and it is a split table. 50% of them want it removed. 50% is saying, no, we've got to keep it.
Yeah, and I think we've got to understand what are the benefits and we've got to understand what are the reasons to potentially remove it. And I think a couple of important takeaways, some of the arguments around removal of negative gearing are in and around who does it benefit. About 10% of taxpayers claim rent interest deductions. There's surgeons, there's dentists. But in addition, you've got emergency service workers, you've got nurses, you've got teachers, you've got bus drivers. So it really is a tax policy for everyone. It's not a tax policy for the wealthy or for those who can just afford it. A lot of people invest in property as part of their retirement strategy, where the focus is on the capital gain. The other argument that's put up is that it loses revenue for the government. The economics of that doesn't make sense, because when you look at investor behaviour, we really see that negative gearing really only starts at the beginning of an investment property journey, when people are getting underway. As the years pass, it actually becomes positively geared. So those individuals are paying tax on their property. So we've got to be cautious about thinking it's just for the wealthy, or thinking it's a massive tax break that only benefits a few. It's an important part of the wealth accumulation strategy for a lot of Australians who are focusing ultimately on the capital gain of the property as distinct from the rental income, and managing the cash flow where they're trying to hold the property.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All right, so let me paint the picture for everybody. You are sitting in a car with the windows wound up and trying to keep it nice and quiet for the podcast. You're probably dying to open the door and get a little bit of air in the car, are you?
I'm in downtown Wagga Wagga on the main street, so I've just caught up with a client for a coffee and finishing the podcast. The only other point I want to make, if I've got one more minute, if that's all right, Craig, is when negative gearing was removed in New Zealand, and back in 1985 we had a test case in Australia, the impact was rentals were pushed higher. Investors got out of the market. We got to be careful about what we wish for here. And we got to understand the benefits of negative gearing, as well as, sure, there's some costs. It might be affecting some home buyers at the moment, but longer term, the removal of that could be a risk to investor activity and ultimately flow through to supply and demand and an incredibly tight rental market that we already see.
Have you got a dapper suit to wear to the wedding?
Well, it's a country wedding, so we've actually been told that the wedding's being held in a paddock. So it's a nice Australian country wedding, and we're told to wear sturdy footwear. So we'll have the suit and the tie on and the jacket, but it's more of a country style wedding. So it should be good fun with a nice afternoon of cold beers and some good tucker. So we're looking forward to it.
Good tucker. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's quite interesting holding a wedding, of course, across Easter, because it really does sort of stuff people's plans up if they were planning otherwise.
Yeah, a lot of people are travelling for the wedding. So it's a large property. People are camping on the property. There's a recovery, which is a good Australian country tradition, on tomorrow. So it could be a good couple of days for everyone who's made it. Yeah, it's a bit unusual over an Easter weekend, but the other side of it, people are making a weekend of it, so it should be good fun.
Yeah, make the most of it, Anthony. All right, we'll leave it there. Enjoy your long weekend, your Easter break. Enjoy the wedding coming up today, and we'll catch you back in a couple of weeks' time.
Look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia. Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.